Welcome to The Week Today, the news of the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronics supply chain for the week ending February 15, 2019. I'm Mike Buto. The top stories this week. A new method for recovering copper from printed circuit boards holds promise as a more eco-friendly and efficient method than conventional ways. Dongjiang Environmental Protection Company has patented a method of ball milling, which involves using zirconia grinding balls to hit the wall of a zirconia ball milling pot. The spikes of high energy generated spark solid phase chemical reactions at room temperature. Adding basic chemicals to the process has allowed the researchers to extract 99.8% of the copper from the waste printed circuit boards. Researchers are developing an eco-friendly 3D printable solution for producing wireless IoT sensors that can be used and disposed of without contaminating the environment. Adobe is considering building its own semiconductors, extending a trend in which tech companies are increasingly designing their own chips. Flex on Monday named veteran electronics executive Revati Advaiti chief executive of the EMS company, succeeding Mike McNamara. Advaiti, who is 51 years old, was president and chief operating officer for the electrical sector business for Eaton. And Advaiti is credited with landing more than $13 billion in sales in 2018. In tech news this week, AIM introduced a pair of no-clean cord wire solders, RX18 and CX18. And ACL Staticide introduced Mighty Mask 2 solder mask. Turning to business news, the U.S. and China saw progress in recent trade talks, but much work remains, according to a February 15th White House statement, to avoid a scheduled March 2nd increase in U.S. tariffs on some $200 billion worth of imports from China. In design, Dassault signed an agreement to acquire the Electworks electrical and automation design software product line from Trace Software. In fabrication, ESI announced Compaq Manufacturing has placed a significant order for its capstone laser drill. Turning to assembly news, Jabil CEO Mark Mondello said the company is prepared to move production out of China if their customers ask them to. Pegatron is scheduled to start operating in Batam, Indonesia in April this year. Several earnings reports came in. Universal Scientific Industrial reported net revenues for January rose 30% year-over-year to $456 million. Kitron reported fourth quarter revenue was $85.5 million, an increase of 11%, while Scanfil said sales fell 2.9% year-over-year to $158 million. ICTC Global Manufacturing Solutions has acquired the aerospace and defense precision machining capabilities and assets of Chasco Machine and Manufacturing. Wistron and Foxconn plan to invest millions over 5 years to expand production facilities in India. Kitron completed its $14.8 million acquisition of the EMS division of API Technologies. Contract Production has expanded its EMS space by adding 10,000 square feet at its facility in Pickering, North Yorkshire, UK. The North America automotive electronics market is forecast to grow over 8.5% through 2024. Andrew Chase, president and CEO of Sunburst EMS, has passed away after battling cancer. He was 55. There aren't many women in charge of major EMS companies today. Indeed, a quick look at the Circuits Assembly Top 50 shows that, at this time, there are none. Women are among the leadership teams at some top companies. Creation Technologies, for instance, has a female CFO and chief culture and people officer. But no woman has occupied the top spot at a major EMS since Gayla Delly suddenly and unceremoniously left Benchmark in the fall of 2016. Which makes it all the more exciting to see Flex naming Revati Advaiti chief executive of the EMS company. Advaiti has impeccable credentials. She is an engineer with an MBA and was wooed to Flex from Eaton Corp, where she headed the largest division of the $20 billion a year company. Flex has all sorts of incentive to go after a rising star like Advaiti. Its big bet on the consumer market with Nike cratered, and the company's stock went with it. The stock price has dropped about 46% in the past year, much worse than the industry average decline of 8%. Flex has wound down its Nike manufacturing operations in Guadalajara, taking at least a $30 million hit. The industrial sector, on the other hand, is a growth market. Based on its most recent quarter, it represents a $6.6 billion a year business for Flex and is growing in double digits. Moreover, as an end market, it remains stubbornly captive, with estimates of just about 20% EMS penetration. Advetti could help unlock that potential. Her standing as a director with defense giant BAE, another mostly untapped market by Flex, couldn't hurt either. It's refreshing and overdue to see a woman on top in our industry. According to Fortune, only about 5% of the Fortune 500 companies have female CEOs. Notably, those firms include GM, Lockheed Martin, IBM, Oracle, and General Dynamics, all major customers of the electronics industry. If we are serious about opening the door to the next generation of engineers, we need role models with all kinds of backgrounds. When a woman looks for her future in the crystal ball, it's only right to see a woman looking back. And that's The Week Today. I'm Mike Buto. Thanks for listening.